Hey guys, this is Tyson Johnson. We're doing another podcast episode, and these are the fun ones when we have a rock star like Brome Stevens on the line, just able to share his story. And so grateful he would carve out some time today. Brome, if you don't mind, say hello.
Hello, nice to meet you, all of you out there virtually. And of course, Tyson and I have been chatting for a long time. It's good to be with you.
Yeah, awesome. So, Brome, we're going to shine the spotlight on you. If you don't mind, just go ahead and introduce yourself. A lot of the listeners, working professional dads, before this podcast, we were talking about balancing work life and community responsibilities. Maybe you could just quickly kind of tell us who you are.
Sure. Yeah, happy to do that. My first name's Brome. It's spelled B-R-O-M, but it's a long O, like the city Rome with a B. Thanks to my mom for that. I live in Atlanta. I'm 43. I'm a dad. I'm a father of four. I have three boys, and our family has a little angel, little girl that we actually lost in an accident in 2017, but she's still very much a part of our family. In terms of me, but professionally, I work in healthcare IT. I have done so for goodness, almost two decades. I work for a small healthcare IT company as an executive, and I actually volunteer at my church and lead a congregation right now as a volunteer for a period of a few years. So that's where I spend a lot of my time. I work a lot with the youth at our church. So, yeah,
that's amazing. So I was reviewing my notes, and you and I had met last year. Maybe met isn't quite the right word, but we had come in contact with each other.
Yeah.
Realized we had some neat things in common. And maybe you could share, I guess, what was going on in your life that prompted you to join this tribe.
Sure. I think thinking about where I was last year, there's maybe a little history as a preface that would help. When I was younger, I was always pretty fit and trim and didn't have any issues. Sometime after graduate school, I started working in the professional world, leading a large team. I had 10-hour days plus 2+ hours in traffic, and it got to the point where it was pretty hard on my health. I could tell that I wasn't exercising because I didn't have time. And you know, I was getting home at 7 o'clock at night, putting kids in bed. And that's not normally for me the time I want to go out and exercise. And so I sort of let myself go for a period of time. Sometime around the time my daughter was born, I was going in for an annual checkup at the doctor. And I remember sitting on the bench and looking at my hand, and it was quivering. And I could just feel stress inside. And I wasn't happy. I wasn't feeling well. So I sort of make an effort then to start exercising regularly. I didn't do anything with my diet, and that helped. I lost a decent amount of weight. Unfortunately, in December of 2017, I was out for a run. I remember the day pretty vividly. It was a 7-mile run. I had my days planned out. I was prepping for a half marathon. I was about halfway through it, and I got that call that no dad ever wants. My son told me that I needed to get home, and that my daughter wasn't breathing. He didn't tell me anything else. As a dad, you sort of, your brain explodes in thinking about everything. So I turned around and I ran home. And by the time I got in the car back to the house, the ambulance was leaving. I followed to the hospital, and that day we lost our little girl. And for me personally, it was an inflection point in my life. I had been doing so well, prepping for this half marathon. I thought I was finally on top of my health, and I sort of started spiraling over the next 2 or 3 years. And it was sometime in early 2020, before I met Tyson, that I actually had a heart event where I started having pretty chronic atrial fibrillation. If those of you don't know what that is, it's your heart sort of panics. It was stress related, which isn't a big surprise, and the weight didn't help. And I thought I could do it on my own, and I started working at it again. But by the time August rolled around. I hadn't made a lot of progress, and Tyson reached out to me on LinkedIn. And he sent me the note, and I read through the website, and I said, well, this is interesting. I said, I don't have time to do this. I'll figure it out on my own. And it was pretty clear within a week or two that I was like, okay, I need help, and it's okay to ask for help. So I contacted Tyson and said, hey, let's try it. I'm willing to try anything at this point. You know, you sort of get to this point at which you're willing to give up everything to just get moving forward to make some progress. And I don't want anybody to think in that statement that going with the six pack dad tribe was giving up everything. It wasn't. but I had gotten to that point in my life where I was ready to just do anything, make a commitment. So I signed up in the end of September of 2020. I actually officially started the second week of October. We had a little trip in there, and then I started right afterwards, and I've been working at it ever since. And it's been awesome. You know, things that I found in being a part of the tribe is obviously the support structure and all the things that go with it. But it's been a great, and now it's been about 6 months, and I've gotten an immense amount from it. So anyway, that's sort of my background, how I ended up on your radar
and yeah,
part of the tribe.
Well, and to your credit, Brome, you know, we have a couple different offerings, one of which is very hands-on. It's one-on-one weekly check-ins, and you went more of the self-motivated route. And yet I get message from you, like, I haven't been this like lean and fit and weighed this in 10 years. You know, I get little messages like that from you. To your credit, like, we gave you the approach, you went out and executed. So maybe you could tell us just a little bit about scale and non-scale victories and what has made it such a difference for you.
Yeah, no, great point. I find usually when I put my mind to something, I can stick with it. And that helped me previously, but there is a point at which, as I said before, I needed to find some way to continue to propel forward. And that's where I think, you know, being a part of the tribe has helped with that. And to your point about some victories, in 6 months, I've lost, I'm on the cusp of 30 pounds down. I'm still overweight. I'm working on that. I have a longer term goal. And interestingly enough, in the last couple of weeks, I just had this vision of, you know, hey, I used to be really skinny. I could actually be there again. I mean, I don't know that I want to be as skinny as it was when I got married. I'm 6'2" and I was 165 pounds. And my wife was like, yeah, that's skinny. So I don't know that I'll get back there. But I could get down under 200 again. And I believe it. And I don't know that I've ever believed that I could do that until now. You know, some of the simple wins are, you know, my clothes or, you know, the ones I was wearing before are falling off of me. I actually haven't bought a lot of new clothes yet because I just know that they're going to start falling off if I do. So I'm just sort of hanging out until I have a problem with them. I think that, and you'd mentioned that just 2 weeks ago, I had this sort of threshold for me. I keep track of a few important milestones that I'm working toward. One of them was getting below that weight I was my daughter's accident, right? When I was running 20 plus miles a week, and I hit that and surpassed that point. I've never been this light in at least a decade, maybe longer. I haven't tracked that long. I'm one for data and I keep track of everything, but not that far back. So anyway, it's a good feeling to make progress like that.
I'll bet. My dad describes it as when he lost 40 pounds about 3 years ago, and he's kept it off this entire time. He said he feels like it was a heavy backpack that he took off of his life, and all these other problems and weights and things we have to deal with that you've been pretty transparent on this interview. It just feels lighter when we don't have to carry around unnecessary weight. So, it's pretty neat. So, in terms of, you know, you think about fad diets and pills and products and killing yourself in the gym and just everything that's available in society. What would be like some lessons that you've learned? Because you've officially beat the odds. You are 6 months in, you're showing no signs of stopping. You're, you haven't talked about starving yourself or anything crazy. Like, you're just being you and you're a busy professional and serving your church and all these things. So like, what are some of the lessons learned on how to do this as opposed to just the weight loss roller coaster that so many people have to deal with?
Yeah. It's a great question. And I was on that weight loss roller coaster for a long time. So I totally relate to that. I think, you know, there's been some education that I've had in this time frame, right? You know, I love the podcasts that you've posted that have helped me learn more about how my body reacts to, you know, what I eat, and learning that, you know, I don't have to starve myself, right, with certain diets for a period of time, because really long term, that doesn't help me. What I have personally learned, though, is, you know, I look at this as it's a bit of a journey, right? I've found that we get at these phases in life where we sort of sprint, and that's a fad diet, right? We go on the sprint, it shows results, it must be working, it must be the right way. But then the life curveballs hit you, and you get off track. You have a holiday come, and you know, you just take a break for a period of time, and then before you know it, you're completely off track. Or, you know, you have a major life event like I had, and suddenly you can't continue doing the diet in the same way you had, because, you know, it was ultimately a fad. And for me, what's changed me being a part of this is learning that there are, how my body works, how it processes things like sugars and carbs and other things, makes me rethink how I eat. It makes me rethink the activities I do on a regular basis. And it's not just me. I watch my family respond to this. I love the fact your wife has shared a lot of wonderful recipes that, you know, are excellent, but they consider all the things that I'd never considered before about what was going into my body. So, you know, going back to it, it's really about a mindset change. It's about realizing that, you know, it's a marathon, and that it's just who I am. I'm here for the long haul. What I'm doing is just become who I am, and that I don't intend to change that again just because of something that happened in my life, if that makes sense.
Yeah. They say that when something becomes a part of our identity, there's a lot more emotional attachment to it, and it becomes permanent. And when you say, this is just a part of who I am now, mm-hmm. I hope that those who are listening to this, like, it affirms what I have learned and what I believe. Like, I have chosen to be a fit, healthy dad, at least within everything that's in my control. And you just said that too, in your own way. And when someone, we can't force people to think that, but when they consciously say, this is a part of my identity going forward, it becomes very powerful, a driving force in their life. And not to say that life is about walking around in our bathing suit on the beach. There's so much more to life, but it is an important aspect of just being fit and healthy and taking care of ourselves.
So, yeah.
Like absolutely. What you said there. Well, excellent. As you think about, I guess, your family, your kids, your profession, your community responsibilities, any other, I guess, parting words of wisdom or thoughts as you talk about this journey? And
yeah, I think when I first started on the journey, I had some anxiety because I'm not a lone actor in my home. Right. I have a wonderful wife. I love her. I love my kids. And I think if I look back 6 months ago, we all probably had some pretty poor diet habits just because they were easy and we didn't know any better. I found that as I have conversations with my family about the things I'm learning and about what I'm doing, I'm watching them react in ways that I never would have imagined. I mean, for example, now as of this week, 14-year-old son came in, and we had been on spring break last week, and we just did a lot of activities, but he wasn't regularly exercising because we were out fishing on the boat and going and exploring museums and things. And he came home and told me, said, "Hey dad, you know, I'm going to go out for a run. I just feel like I need it. I need to get this out there." And I don't think I ever heard them say that before. And, I see him making active changes in a way, because he watches me, that will improve his life long term. And I love my parents. They didn't think about it in those terms when I was a kid, and I wish they'd had. And I'm just thrilled to see that happening already for my kids. And I'm cautiously optimistic that the things that they see happening and the person who I've become as a result of this is what they want to pattern after and where they want to be with their own health, right? When they get to be my age, sort of. So, anyway.
That's probably one of the most meaningful and powerful ways to maybe put on a bow on this interview is to consider. And I found the same thing, Brome, like our choices affect people far outside of ourselves. And initially come new year, you know, we're thinking about ourselves and, hey, I don't like these extra 30 or 50 pounds. It starts selfishly and it's a problem we want to fix. And then we start fixing it and we start realizing that we are affecting generations and neighbors. And you've commented, people are at church are giving you comments, and our story starts to create curiosity and inspiration for others. And next thing you know, you're getting interviewed by someone sharing your story. So,
Yeah. You know, the one thing I was going to say, Tyson, is anybody who listens to this, especially if you're just starting, just be patient. Some of this takes time. You're going to have weeks that are really great. You're going to have weeks that aren't going to be so great. I had mentioned even that I'd had the heart issues last year, and I ended up having a surgery in November to hopefully prevent them. And now they're all gone. And I say in large measures from this program. And, you know, I didn't set out to solve the heart issues that came along with it. I set out to change my thinking. And I think I've been very successful with that.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, we sure appreciate you sharing your story and salute you for you. You have every reason not to have done this, right? Just life's demands and obstacles and everything. And yet you've chosen to do this. And now look at what's happening. So sure appreciate you joining us for today's interview. Brome, keep up the awesome transformation story.
All right. Thanks, Tyson.
You bet.